Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Five-year-old man goes to see his doctor, have his annual physical. Afterward, the doctor says to him, "George, you are in excellent health, incredible health, in fact." He said, "This must be a, you know, an inherited trait, am I right?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." And he said, "Well, for instance, how old did your father live to be?" And he says, "Doctor, what makes you think my father's dead?" He said, "Whoa, I'm sorry." He said, "Your father's alive?" He says, "Sure is, 90 years old." He said, "Boy, that is a family of long-living people. Probably got that from your grandfather. How old was he when he... So what makes you think that he's alive?" "You bet. 110 years old this week." He says, "And more so, he's getting married to a 20-year-old woman in 2 weeks." Doctor says, "110 years old? Why would he want to get married to a 20-year-old? Guy looks at him and says, "Doctor, what makes you think he wants to?"
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
I'm wild about myself. I love me, my picture's on my shelf. You may not think I look so good, but me thinks I'm just fine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know that I'm all mine. I love me, and my love doesn't bore. Day by day, in every way, I love me more and more. Myself and me, we have a fight, and I can't fall asleep at night. Till I kiss me, then I'm all right, I'm wild about myself. I love me till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every looking glass that I should chance to pass, and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. With me, I get right in my tub, I let myself give me a rub. Oh, how I love to feel me scrub, I'm wild about myself. I think I'm just a dream. Me thinks I'm plenty keen. Such a doll. For me, I'm all afire. I am my one desire. I love me, I think me is a prize. I love me, cause me is just my size. I take me in my parlor and I sit on my settee. And then I lift myself right up and bounce me on my knee. I love me, I never leave my sight. I love me, I'm with me day and night. I take me to a quiet place, put my arms around my waist. If me gets fresh, I slap my face. Wild about, I'm wild about, I'm wild about myself. I tickle me.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme. okay. Where's my cue, man? I know, Ted. I know. Ted's finally coming to life. Here we go. Well, something's wrong with R.J. Gumby's phone. He tried to alert me. Is that treat going to work, Ted? I don't know, man. Maybe. So he's got some testicle difficulties, so hopefully he'll get his testicles in order. That was actually one of my topics tonight. I made a note. I never used to sit on my balls. What's that about? You know? All right, here you go. How about that one, Ted? Come on. I'm running out, man. Ah, there we go. We got a winner. So hopefully everything works out there for Professor R.J. Gumby. In the meantime, let's see. Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I don't have his number on my gym crack. But that's neither here nor there. None of those treats, Ted? Dude, I got... Those are the only treats we have, man. I know. Come here. Come here, old man. Get some love. You silly. Anyway. Okay, yeah. Professor, to reiterate, Professor R.J. Gumby is having testicle difficulties getting on to the show. I will try to track him down somehow. I don't know where I have his number, man. Moved all that shit. Because I can text him. Jim Crack. Oh, well. Let's see what here. Ted, I don't know what I can do for you. Gumby ain't here. You don't want... Okay, Milkbone? Milkbone it is. All right. Well, don't worry, Gumby. We'll figure something out here, man. I know. Perfect. Turn on. Put it in a paper bag, swing it around over your head, and scream like a chicken. That usually works. I know. I used to have this piece of paper with Gumby's number on it there. And it was always sitting there like I never looked at it. I'll take this out of here. And I don't know where the fuck I put it. Just goes to show you don't fuck with stuff, man. Leave it alone. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. I got like dead people's numbers, man. I got I told you I got Grace Lee Whitney's number, man. All right, so anyway, here it is. It's Jackie Gleason's birthday. So let's take a time out and try to get my dog together. And there's Gumby. So have a listen.
I'm Reggie Van Gleason III. I come from reliable stock. The name of Van Gleason, believe it or not, plainly appears in who's who in what. Oh, you do play a good flute. I'm Reggie the Rogue, so they say, the envy of every roué. The ladies, they simply adore me, ha ha! When they speak of marriage, I answer bourgeois. 'Cause I'm staying single, trolley and tra-la. I'm Reggie Van Gleason the third, I'm a bird. I'm Reggie Van Gleason the third.
He's Reggie Van Gleason the third, he's a bird. He's Reggie Van Gleason the third.
Boy, are you flat.
Master Reggie!
Oh, hello, crone.
It's time for your libation.
I'll have a short one. Crone, I said a short one. Thank you, crone. You're so pleasant. That's good booze. I'm Reggie Van Gleason III. My etchings are something to see. A man of distinction, I'm one of the lads. They feature my picture on Lord Calvert ads. Oh, Ramona's at that flute again. A party's as dull as can be, unless it's attended by me. Hunting for wild game was once my forte. I'd growl at a lion and hold him at bay. Pink elephants are all that I'm hunting today. I'm Reggie Van Gleason III. I'm a bird. I'm Reggie Van Gleason III.
He's Reggie Van Gleason III. He's a bird. He's Reggie Van Gleason III.
Crone. Instant booze.
Reggie Van Gleason III. He's a bird. He's Reggie Van Gleason III.
I got to give that one a full round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, they don't make any other treats, man. I'm sorry. It's just like a treat graveyard. He can call everybody but Possum Hour, Professor R.J. Gumby says. What the fuck is that shit about, man? Oh, well. Keep punting. I'll tell my story. You just imagine Gumby going, oh, yeah? And then he'll say something really funny. That's the hard part, because he'll come up with something that you wouldn't think of, which is why he's great. So I've been trying to... I had a doctor's appointment today, and I have a slight blood pressure issue. So I've been trying all week to, like, you know, lower my stress levels and whatnot, because the last time I went in, they took my blood pressure when I got there, and it was so high that the doctor was like, yeah, well, we're not going to let you discharge you if it doesn't get to a certain level here, man. Because it was at, you know, like through the roof. So I didn't want that to happen again. it came in high when I got there because, you know, thank goodness people haven't helped me out with my blood pressure at all this week. You know you are. But, yeah. So anyway, they let me go. And I weighed in just 2 pounds over what I wanted to be at, my goal. Because the smart-ass doctor, challenged me to lose 20 pounds, and I did. Well, 18. But that, still. Close enough. Ted, I got nothing, man. What do you want, man? Blow something up? Oh, okay. That's a good idea. That's got a good idea. Blow something up. I got, yeah, I got it. This is for Ford Prefect. This is a request. This is why I like requests, man. Because I can't come up with ideas to blow shit up anymore, man. I'm tapped. That's why I need you possums to... give me more good ideas like this, the Pina Colada song.
And now for something completely different.
Grenache.
I was tired of my lady.
She's a bitch.
We've been together too long.
I called her a bitch right in front of her tent.
Like a worn-out recording.
I want to fuck her with your dick.
Of a favorite song.
Or cock.
So while she lay there sleeping.
She has my ass.
I read the paper in bed.
I'd like to tit fuck her ass.
In the personal column.
Holy the fuck.
There was this letter I read.
What is this shit?
Pull the string.
If you like pina coladas.
Shit, shit, fucking fuck.
Fuck you in the ass.
Fucking
biscuit.
Fuck you.
Mister.
What?
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Comedy. Yeah, I do have Gumby's number in my gym crack. That's the funny thing. I had him filed under Gump instead of his real name. I was looking up his real name. So I could text you, Gumby. Oh, he's off of the chat. I'll text him. Hey, Gumby. This is interesting. This is like a nail biter tonight. Hey, Gumby. Dude, I don't have... Dude, this dog is insane. I got every fucking treat that we own. What do you want, man? Like a hunk of cheese or something? Gumby's alive. He said hey on the text. What do you need, Ted? A lobotomy? Cookie? I every cookie we got is down there. Look. Gotta pick one of them, because I got nothing, man.
This BTR fucking blocked him.
Whoa!
He says BTR blocked him, man.
What's been that potty mouth? You know, I've always said all these years that Gumby's foul language is going to be his undoing. I could get Ted to start barking, but I, honest to God, don't know how I'll get him to stop because he's not responding to any treat therapy. Ding dong. Who's to shut up and eat the treats? All right. Know what happened to GT? GT got blocked? Man. He can't write in the chat. Yeah, Chash. All right, I'll say the name. Apple Cheeks Alex is here. All right, arf, arf. And Daddy G's here. Huh? He's got a show on BTR. Maybe, if they let him on. Right? And, There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake's here. It's her birthday. Bark. Come on. Now you're going to get quiet? Okay. Right. Right. It's Dr. Cake. Okay. Oh, and Ford Prefect is here. Ford's here. Ford's here. He is. Okay, I get you. That was a birthday bark, Cake. Birthday bark? Okay. And, Ford Prefect, he is there. And last but not least, Ted Cruz, from the senator from Texas is there. Ted Cruz. Yeah. Yeah, he signed it in Cancun. Ow. Okay. Man, I gotta wet my whistle now. Okay. And last but not least, there he is. He's not blocked. It's the one, the only. Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. There they are, the Possum Lounge. With your super host, me,
as the Beaver.
My troubles all began about a year ago. I was sitting home alone watching a television show. A man came on and told me all about a Gimsu knife. I dialed that toll-free number, and it changed my entire life. 1-800, I got them 1-800 blues. They keep making offers, I simply can't refuse. Things got out of hand, the next thing I knew, I had a button there, a stud setter, and some armor coat too. Magazines and records coming out my ears, I'll be paying MasterCard for the next 200 years. 1-800, I got them 1-800 blues. They keep making offers, I simply can't refuse. I got a wristwatch that plays Dixie, a counterfeit diamond ring, a kitchen magician, and a knitting machine. Not a day goes by that I don't get something new. United Parcel Service had to hire an extra crew. 1-800, I got them 1-800 blues. They keep making offers, I simply can't refuse. I got my bamboo steamer going, cooking up some collard greens. Running around my kitchen in my shiny new slim jeans. I'm the life of the party with my Miller microphone. Play guitar like Roy Clark, you know every Slim Whitman song. 1-800, I got them 1-800 blues. They keep making offers, I simply can't refuse. safari bag is ready. I got my parachute luggage packed. We're gonna leave the country. I ain't never coming back. Gotta find a place with no telephones at all. But before I go, I gotta make one more call. 1-800. I got them 1-800 blues. They keep making offers I simply can't refuse.
I got them 1-800.
Operator, I need a little help placing a call here, please. I need to get me one of them things that makes mounds and mounds of coleslaw. Yeah, that's it. Better give me some of them stainless steel bowls to put it in, too. Yeah. By the way, I got my new Jim Reeves album. Boy, it's a dandy. I gotta go now. Here comes the UPS man right now.
Interesting, weird. Oh, okay. I reckon I can, Ford. Ford says, can you make an outgoing call? Son of a bitch. I reckon I can. Here we go.
Hey, Vinnaggy. We're doing things here on Possum Hour. It's never been done before. Alrighty.
Place guest in screening room. Should I click that? Sure, why not? Alright. Here we go. Oh, man, this is cool. We've never been here before. Oh, hey.
Watch.
Hey! Hey! Is that you, Gumby? Gumby? Hello? I don't think it worked. That was a good try, though, man. He's on the thing. It's just, it says hold. See, I'll mute it and then unmute it. You on there, Gumby? Maybe this way. You on there, Gumby? You on there, Gumby? Hey, Gumby. You on there, Gumby? Hello, Gumby. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Oh, hi. This is Gumby. I'm talking to you from somewhere west of Philadelphia, I reckon. I had a good day today, slinging out cigars, you know, taking my kratom, drank some coffee. It was a good day.
That's really nice to hear, man. Hear from you, man. Why don't it work, man? I'm going to try to call him back, man. I'm taking you off there, Gumby, and I'm going to call you back. All right. Try calling him. There's the number. That's the number. No, I won't place the guest in a screening room. Time.
Hello, you have reached Pete Hamill's voicemail. Please leave a message. Thank you very much.
You're kidding. You're kidding. It's his voicemail. Oh, man. This is good. This is good stuff. You know, when shit goes wrong, it should really go wrong. Or not go wrong at all, right?
Boner hose.
Okay.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We have now covered the general information about the effects of drugs. I will describe the effects of marijuana with the help of my assistant.
Friend, good.
Marijuana is usually inhaled from a kind of cigarette.
Oh. Good, good. Good.
Marijuana changes behavior by briefly stimulating and then depressing activity. It can also change behavior by creating mild hallucinations.
What's all the damn noise?
Hey, hey, hey.
Tell us, fucker, take a shit.
I think I'm on.
Hey, Henley, do it for the nigga.
Crying out loud. So now I gotta call you? Is that how this works?
That was some weird ass shit, man.
Get in here, you knothead. Inconsolable. I got an inconsolable dog. Co-host.
Oh, poor thing.
It's a ghost. He doesn't want one of those treats, man. I had like 7 different treats. He's like, nah.
Oh, he's turning them all down?
Nah, I ain't feeling it. He's not, I know he's not hungry because he ate a big bowl of food, so.
Okay.
He had a healthy appetite today.
I
wonder what the problem was.
I don't know, but you know what sucks? I drove all the way home after work today at 7 o'clock. And I realized I forgot my phone. I said, son of a bitch, I drove all the way back to work to get my phone.
And then it don't work. Nice.
Yeah, ain't that sweet.
So I called you. I called you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't make it through. Yeah. And then that last time we got my voicemail, it didn't ring here.
Now they know your real name, man.
We've
both been busted. It is a good connection. Ford says you sound better than you ever did. It actually is a good connection.
Yeah, maybe that works better. There you go.
Who knows? But so anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. No biggie. No
whatever
biggie.
Whatever the fuck it was. Jeez. I get so fucking upset about these doctor visits. I get so anxiety, you know, about seeing a doctor. And I don't know why, man. Well, I know why. Because the fuck is going to see the doctor.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And they pile shit on. You go in for one thing, they pile shit on.
Man, like, what? Now I got to sign up for a colonoscopy? Come on. You know? A couple of them little pills that make me not die, and I'm fine. Go on.
Those magic pills.
Yeah. Again, I can take one in the morning. I'm probably not going to die today, you know? I figure. So far, so good. Yeah, man.
This is a good connection. I hear you perfectly, too.
The blood pressure shit and everything, and then the she got me with the drinking question. Give me the high heat on drinking too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Come on, man.
No, they get me for smoking.
I'm ambulatory. Yeah, but well, the thing I'm really, this is the funny thing. I forgot to say this before. The blood guy. So you got to give some blood every time, and that's where I get anxiety. Because I've told this story before, getting the deuce and the truce, but it's hard to take my blood because of my skin or something, I don't know, or you know, weak veins, fatty tissue, something like that.
Yeah.
And they take a skin plug instead of hitting the vein. So this guy they got working over there, he's a beaut, 3 for 3. Listen to my plea to be careful. He was, and 3 for 3. And he went to school with my buddy Bogey. How's that for a coincidence?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've yet to see a guy taking blood whenever I go there. It's always two girls.
Yeah. What's his name? Rondi. Rondi.
Oh, Rondi.
Rondi. Nice guy, man. Really cool. Went to high school with dude. Because he was there this morning. He goes to the same clinic I go to. And,
okay.
Small world. You know?
So you got it all behind you now? Or you still got doctor's appointments?
Well, they're going to start sniffing around for that colonoscopy, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. Say you get a camera shove up your ass. It's no biggie.
Oh, yeah.
That, you haven't had that done yet? I remember you talking about it before. You haven't?
They were gonna set me up last year, and then the pandemic came along.
Oh, okay.
And they had to, they canceled. I'm like, yes.
Well, trust me, there's nothing to fear. In fact, you're going to like it. They knock you right the fuck out, man. It's a great little high. It's a great little high. They knock you right out. I've still got to get the camera down my throat. I'm supposed to do that every year. I haven't had that done in 3 years.
What the fuck is that for?
I got something called Barrett's esophagus or something like that.
Oh, so you got
cancerous.
An esophageal issue.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I had it done twice already. It was supposed to be every year.
Oh, she had me, you know, I admitted to drinking some beers, and it's like she had me getting every fucking cancer in the book. I get mouth cancer, rectal cancer, fucking my tits are going to fall off.
All from Canadian beer. All from Canadian beer.
I know. If I just stuck to the natties, I'd have been all right. This woman doesn't realize who she's dealing with, man. I mean, even my son, he quit drinking. He's got to have his beer, man.
Yeah,
you know.
What the hell?
He has his fucking beers, though. They're non-alcoholic, but he drinks his damn beers, man. It's just the thing, man. This is part of our lineage, our genetic makeup.
You tell her, I'm not a robot, lady.
We're beer-drinking folk. Oh, man.
Doctors.
Yeah. I had this one funny thing. I told you I've been reading the Doctor Strange comics, right?
Yeah.
And they're from they're really old. They're like from the 67, 68. Like this. And this one made me sick.
68.
One made me sick.
Yeah.
I believe it was the unmentionable Umar. It was kind of moldy. And I swear the next day I had a really bad case of the skitters. I know it's from reading that fucking comic. It's moldy. The one made me sick. And then the other one that sucked was this really, really cool one with this cool cover and everything. It's like a collector's item and shit. And the cover fell off while I was reading it. Like, that was the last read. I mean, it had been read. It had already been read as many times as it could be read and still be in. So,
And you just finished it before it turned to dusk, right?
Pretty much, yeah. It was like I read the last thing and then it just kind of fell apart in my hand. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. Well, at least I got to read. I've been sitting on these books for like 30 years, man, waiting to read. I was waiting until I had the whole run to read it.
Yeah.
I only finished the run just this year.
So, what did you think of Buddy Buddy?
Oh, Buddy Buddy!
Uh-huh.
I took notes.
I could swear I remember that. I know the name and I know I've seen it, but I didn't remember anything while watching that movie, except that
it was a lot.
Lemon wanted to commit suicide. That's all I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember Walter was a hitman.
To me, the other times, the previous times I'd seen it, it seemed a lot looser. It seemed a lot tighter as a story this time. When they went to the weird place, got away from the hotel, it kind of disjointed the movie, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the weirdest thing was that Jack Lemmon was Felix Unger, but Walter Matthau was not Oscar Madison.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I think that's what the problem was with it.
Now, here's one thing I wanted to ask you. What did you think the first time you heard Walter say, "What the fuck is this?" That threw me off. I couldn't believe it. It's not like watching The iCouple, and here he is saying fucking shit all the time. And
it was
never
a good performance, though.
Oh, excellent
performance. Played a good hitman, and Jack Lemmon's just doing the same old neurotic thing. It just...
It was off balance.
I
would
really
like to see Walter as a hitman in a real movie, in a real drama or something.
Right. Yeah, I think Lemmon threw it off with his performance. I think Matthau was spectacular, and Lemmon was just doing Felix again. Nothing creative.
You know what I read on the IMDb about that? The Klaus Kinski?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he turned down a role in Indiana Jones, the first Indiana Jones movie. He was supposed to play one of the Nazis. He turned it down to do that movie. Because they offered more money. He went with the money.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we're talking about Buddy, about 1981, Billy Wilder movie.
His last.
Don Lemon.
They actually dragged him out of retirement to do that movie.
Billy Wilder.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was worth
it. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Now, Billy Wilder said that movie might have really been good if he cast it with somebody as serious like Clint Eastwood in the hitman role.
I think you should have recast the other role.
Go with drama or comedy. Somehow the two just didn't mix in this one. It just didn't gel.
Yeah, it was an odd mix. It was an odd mix of comedy and Shane.
Still,
some
funny shit in it, though. And the ending.
Oh, yeah. I laughed.
The ending was horrible.
Yeah. It was a bad ending. But it was like, and it was almost like it was the sexual revolution shit was almost 10 years too late. It seemed very late 60s, and this was early 80s. Didn't really match up.
I didn't pick up on that, but yeah, I agree there, because they had that sex clinic or whatever the fuck it was.
Then
she
the hippies
was
had the baby, and they handed the cops joints, and they took the joints. That was funny.
It was interesting to watch.
Buddy, check it out. Worth watching if you like Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Which?
Well, who doesn't?
I'm sure. Dude, there are people that fucking on... There are people that on March 1st are going to stick it to the man and not wear a mask.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Did you see that?
What? No, March 1st, whether this is going to be it, like a little revolution are they going to have?
Yeah.
We'll see how many schmucks there are.
We're going to show them.
The best part of that is there's not really that many. It seems like a lot because you see it all over Facebook, but in reality, it's not many.
But these guys,
jackasses.
Yeah, it's on YouTube now, but probably not for a long time. I think it's a bootlegger. Buddy. What do we do?
The fortune cookie. Fortune cookie still in
effect. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I think I caught the COVID down there at the clinic, man.
Oh, jeez.
No, but Fortune Cookie is his best Matthau Lemmon movie. They're first
definitely. Hands down.
Classic. Odd Couple, close second.
say.
And then forget the out the sea. That would be last.
Oh, man. Yeah, skip out the sea.
Yeah.
Grumpy Old Man's worth it. Funny.
Yes, that's true. And the sequel.
And the sequel's got funny.
Yeah.
And they were both in JFK. But that doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, they were. I forgot about that.
And we're
that's
in
a funny movie. That is a funny movie.
Oh, that's a riot.
That is. He had everything but aliens come down and shoot JFK.
It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle. Stuck in my tennis shoe.
Oh,
well,
3 minutes.
We're having a shag fest tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Classic.
We love the shags.
My pal Foot.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Okay.
Not a finger.
The Shags.
Yeah, the Shags, man.
Uh-huh. They rock, baby. They rock.
Now, after the blow-up, I played a song by the Dot Wiggin Band.
Yeah.
Who's the Dot Wiggin Band?
Doc Wiggin? Yeah.
Dot Wiggin from the Shags.
Whoa. Oh, there you go. There you go.
And
coming together.
She had her own
together.
Band. Yep. Dot, Betty, and Raquel broke up. And Dot, the lead singer and guitarist and songwriter, went on her own. Dot Wiggin Band. They had a little more rhythm than the original Shags, which is probably why they weren't as popular. No one ever compared the Dot Wiggin Band to the Beatles.
Yes.
Still.
But the Shags?
Shags.
They were.
Bigger than, they should have been bigger than this. All right, of course, the big thing on everybody's mind, won't somebody think of the children?
Yes.
They're taking away Mr. Potato Head's gender. Oh, dear God. Will this cancel culture not get satisfied?
Oh, Christ. Unfucking believable. This is the world we live in.
I just have to laugh. The same people on Facebook, I know they're going to be over there clutching their pearls when something stupid like that comes out, you know?
Uh-huh.
What's next? It's microphone, not Mr. Microphone. Why?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I think they come with it. Now, being that you're 61 years old and I'm 60 years old, as they remind you so much when you go to the doctor, how old you fucking are.
Yep.
God. The original Mr. Potato Head was a motherfucking dangerous son of a bitch toy, and it didn't come with no thing. Like, you had to supply your own potatoes.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, but I've heard
it. It was just a face. Yeah, it was just the face shit. And they were pointy. Like, you could put your eye out with these things. They were fucking pointy and sharp. And I think they were metal, I recall.
God.
Yeah. My mom would get really, like, you know, tired of giving me potatoes.
Swallowed
it. I never heard myself with it, but, you know. Mom got tired of giving up the potatoes. And then, you know, like, that's the thing.
You lived on a farm. Yeah.
Well, no, this was when we were in the burbs. I remember this was when we were burbs. My first three, four years on a planet. And, you know, you give a fuck a potato to a three-year-old, you might never see that potato again. God knows happens to that potato. You know what I mean? I mean, so what's good? Potato, I don't remember. No. Seriously, what? I don't remember. And they don't. They really don't remember because their fucking little brains are just like...
Get that away from me.
You can't be give that. It's a good idea. Just make it potato. It doesn't matter. It's Potato Head. Jeez, I think half these people to get pissed off about it are Potato Heads.
If they really are. Are they really making a big thing out of this, or is it just somebody trying to make it sound like we're loonies for caring about that?
You know what I mean? It's just reactionary shit. It's just reactionary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like Democrats want to take away Christmas. So, of course, they never said that or implied that. That was shit that was... And the kid swallowing the Tide shit. That was all a hoax.
That was made up. Well, I saw another one. There was some program that ICE had come up with, and they never started it, right?
Yeah.
And then the new administration came in, and then the ICE people decided to cancel it. Well, they came out on the news, the Biden administration has canceled this child molestation thing.
Yeah,
Because they molest children, that's why. You know, come on, man. These fucking...
And that's the Republican noise machine. That's the brainwashing my dad. I highly recommend that.
Yeah, that was goody. That was goody. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, but Jiminy Christmas, you know?
Yeah. How many people are?
Come up with a better mastermind than that doofus, you know?
Yeah. You just needed somebody to replace Pobo.
Yeah. Anybody. Anybody? Shuler? Shuler? Biden? Who's next in line? Shuler wasn't that. All right, this is quickie for Ford. Anthony Alford is day to day on a he can't play defense, man. He can hit, but he can't throw the ball. His shoulders fucked up. So he may or may not play in the outfield of the Pittsburgh Pirates this season. Let's keep a good thought. Anthony Alford.
All right.
That was a sports report.
For you.
Oh, here
Ford.
We go. It's remodeling time, I guess. A couple of remodeling stories.
Oh, okay.
Which one's the funny one? Okay, this one's the, I'll do the funny one second. All right, this one is a 57-year-old photo, a baptism certificate are found during a kitchen remodel. A couple were remodeling their Wyoming home and made the discovery. Baptism from 64. And a picture and whatnot. So they're putting it out on the internet, and they want to try to track them down.
Yeah, that's always interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. This other one, though, these guys, this is the jackpot. These guys are redoing their kitchen, and they pull up some floor, and there's a note written down there on the floor below. There's another floor below it. Yeah. And, it says, Jack and May lived here, 3 kids and a dog. Kitchen done up during April. Oh, done up. I can't really get to the other word. It says April, May, 2001. All the best. And there's a little bottle of Glenkinchie Scotch.
Oh.
Cooked to a brew in there.
Oh, I like that.
How cool is that? That's
a
great
a little time capsule. That's a good idea for anybody remodeling to throw in a little something for the
for
smokes in the future.
And then they're thinking, and now, you know, no matter where Jack is, that Jack guy, he must have been the greatest guy in the world.
Uh-huh. To Jack and May. To Jack and May.
What a couple of prizes. Swear to God. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Be cool and do shit like that. All right.
Yeah.
This is stupid. I guess I get what this chick is trying to say here. This is like the stupidest pre-pandemic tattoo. They had a contest.
It's funny to begin with.
I know. This girl got on her arm. She got, you know, they get words sometimes, you know. But and I think she meant them to be inspirational. It says, courageously, radically refuse to wear a mask. And I don't think she meant surgical mask because of COVID. She meant like a, you know.
Yeah.
To be a phony. Metaphoric.
And this is tattooed on her for life, huh?
Right. Now it looks like she's the fucking right wing dickhead, so she's kind of embarrassed. So at least she got to fess up on that one, man. Or, you know, that swastika on the other gun.
Huh? She's committed, though. She got that done.
I know. That's the thing about tattoos. I mean, I know you got one. You got the.
Popeye.
Happy duck or something on your wiener. Oh, Popeye. So anyways, they got this thing this weekend where all the crazy right-wingers get together, and they're going to praise Bobo. The Bobo Fest.
Haven't they learned that these guys are still in jail for falling for that whole... takeover thing?
No,
Jesus,
man, that never happened. Crazy. That was Antifa.
The level of stupidity is amazing.
Dude, that was
mind boggling.
Come on. That was Antifa. Climate change. Alright, so they got this fucking this thing. And this is like supposed to be a serious thing. Conservative political action conference.
Uh-huh.
In a fucking deal. big hotel in there. And they got a golden idol, a golden statue of Bobo. This thing. Golden statue. Bobo. It's like a cartoon, smiling and wearing red, white, and blue underpants and thongs. Got the red tie. Really cool.
And they have no idea that they're in a cult.
Love it. Fuck, man.
Unfucking believable.
These people are like driving around on the road too, man, at night. You got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. They're out there. They're out
it's
there.
Yeah. Look at this. That's so cool.
And they're breathing. They're having kids.
Breathing our air, man. Here's something cool. New York. New York!
Yes.
No, that can't be New York. Yeah, it is New York. I thought Madame Trousseau's was in London. I guess they got one in New York.
Yeah, they got them both. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a famed steakhouse, Peter Luger Steakhouse. And they made a deal with the Madame Tussauds wax figures to plant wax celebrities around the bar, you know, because you kind of got the social distancing. So to make it look like, you know,
it's full.
More
food.
Yeah, there are more dudes in the bar. They got John Hamm standing at the bar with a drink, you know, a la Mad Men.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn sitting there with Michael Strahan for some reason. That must have been a drunk waiter or something. But Jimmy Fallon sitting alone, that makes sense. That adds up.
Yeah.
Shrimp and cod. Oh, that sounds good. I love seafood. I didn't eat anything today. No, I did eat. I did eat an egg. Egg Sammy. Sorry. I was going to not eat anything, and then I went, I'll eat an egg Sammy.
Eating's overrated.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
I've got to do a parody of that new Car Shield commercial where the black guy says, "Who does that?" You seen that one? He goes, "They put a new engine and a new transmission in my car. Who does that?" Well, hopefully Car Shield, if you paid your premiums, you schmuck. What the fuck? I said a surprise. You're paying fucking out the nose for this fucking coverage. If they didn't do that, I'd be pissed off. You better fucking do that.
Who does that?
Who does that? Well, Car Shield.
Oh, Christ.
Alright. Let's get that. Oh, this is okay, this is, I guess we're gonna end on the feel good story of the century.
Oh, okay. That's good. We earned it.
Because I don't wanna do that evidence shows that fertile soil is now gone from the Midwest of the United States. Forget that.
Who knows that?
Don't worry about it. I'm 60 years old, it won't bother me.
Fuck that.
But this is cool because these microchips in the pets, right? You get the chip in the pet ear or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They started this, you know, 20 years ago or some shit. I did eat beer, yeah. Dr. K. That's why the doctor making note. I'm like, don't be putting that down. What are you putting down there in a thing? Don't be typing that in there. Substitute doctor. They don't understand. Okay. A stray cat was found on a California resident's porch. And it was scanned for a microchip. It had been missing from its owner for 15 years.
Oh. Poor cat. 15 years.
The official scanned the feline for a microchip and found the information for an owner named Charles. The department contacted Charles and was surprised to learn that the cat named Brandy had been missing for 15 years. And they reunited pet and owner. And I just, you know,
You gotta wonder if the guy's sitting there going, oh, you made it back again, eh?
Yeah. 15 years ago, he drove him out to some field and left him there.
All right.
Keeps coming back.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
All the rich people want what the poor people's got. Okay.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofballs.
Goofballs. Not a bad cover. There you go.
I don't know how to say that. Stivs? STVs.
Yes, it is. It's Stivs.
They do Shag cover. An old Shag cover album.
At my pal Foot. Anyone do a cover of that masterpiece?
The Stivs did.
Okay. Okay.
They covered the whole thing. They got them all, man.
They did the whole
it's
album.
It's really weird. Yeah, it's really weird to hear competent musicians play Shags. It's a whole new perspective.
But I bet you're not as hot as those chicks were.
I don't think they had pictures. But that Dot Wiggin.
That's the name, Dot Wiggin, huh?
Dot Wiggin, lead singer. Yeah, so I was like, you know, this is the conundrum about high blood pressure. Not to belabor the stupid thing.
Yeah.
You got a doctor's appointment. Uh-oh. Got a doctor's appointment. That's stressful. Got high blood pressure to begin with. Okay. Get the blood. Okay. Got the doctor. I got to handle the doctor's appointment. But, you know, you get there, and I got there, and it was really high again. And they had to check it again before they'd release me. And that I'm just afraid that one of these days they're just going to go, no, I'm sorry, man. Commodore Decker, we're checking you into the intensive care unit. You know, neener, 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 neener. And there goes my afternoon. I'm like, and I'm like, that's definitely going to pee in the kitchen if I don't get home. I mean, I got to... By the way, he was so good today. He didn't pee in the... I was gone for 2.5 hours. He didn't pee. So good.
Good boy.
Flattered. Yeah. He's a sweet dog. He was being weird tonight, though, man. He wouldn't like any of the treats. He was like, no, I don't want that. Give me something. I don't know what... What do you want, man?
Turning down all the treats now, huh?
Oh, I got the... There's the milk bone, the sweet potato thingy, the bacony bit, and the, I guess that's all I got. Oh, yeah.
Even the bacon bit?
That's
good God. Could
have knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah.
The bacony bit, yes. He turned down the bacon bit, so. This dog is, he's not in good shape. Ted is so good about accidents in the house, Apple Cheeks. Like, if he, you know, if I'm not home, he can't get out. Goes in the kitchen. He's on the linoleum.
Nope.
You know?
Easy to clean up. That's a considerate dog.
Instinctively knows, you know, I gotta know. If I pee on the carpet, it's gonna be, like, bad news. But... In his weird state, I don't know why he doesn't, because he pees out there on the concrete all the time. Oh, yeah, my God.
Well, he sees nothing wrong with that.
No. And I'm not going to complain, you know, at least he's outside.
Yeah.
Like, close that off easy. But, man, it was potent there last night. What kind of topic is this shit? Sick old dog pee. That's what happens.
Well, I just watched that Billie Holiday special. That was a good movie.
Cool. I got nothing on that.
It's on Hulu. It's called The United States versus Billie Holiday. It was just released today. That's a good flick.
It's all wrapped
and it's
up in
fact,
the dog.
Fact based, not like that Diana Ross piece of shit.
It's a good movie.
It had a good movie, though. It was a good movie.
It was
though.
Good. It was nice. Yeah, good music in it and all that. But
about
30% of it was true.
Stymie. That's Stymie.
Yeah, Stymie. Yeah, Matthew Beard.
I remember seeing that. I was like, no way. No fucking way. It's fucking Stymie.
Stymie. It's my favorite.
What the
man.
Hat, man.
Yep.
I love Stymie,
he's my favorite of the our gang.
He was the greatest. He was the greatest of the little rascals.
I mean, just with the derby and the little string around his neck to hold the derby
on, that's
just great.
When they started him out, he was a wee little one, you know? He was fucking funny. Holy shit. When he was a little tyke, his takes were just classic, man. Timing. And he was always good, but when he was real little, he was just precious.
Those old ones are great.
Love Stymie. All right, man. You know what happens on Fridays?
Ooh. Yeah. What happens on Fridays? Yeah. Polka.
Polka!
Polka, baby.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
He walked into the room and smelled the gravy, and he saw the boiling water on the stove. Mama came and tried to put her arms around him. 300 pounds, and Mama says he's skin and bone. In a minute she had dinner on the table, macaroni and a loaf of garlic bread.
No more pasta, Mama. It's getting me too fat. Carrot sticks and celery. That's where it's at. Tortellini, capolini. I don't need no more of that. No more pasta, Mama.
Please, no more pasta, Mama.
It's getting me too fat. I cannot eat. Mama, take a look at my belly. It's just so big I can't even see it. My feet. No more pasta, Mama. It's getting me too fat. Carrot sticks, celery. I guess that's what it's at. Tortellini, capolini. I don't need no more of that. No more pasta, Mama.
Please, no more pasta, Mama.
It's getting me too fat. Getting me too fat. Carrot sticks, celery. I guess that's where it's at. Tortellini, capolini. I don't need no more of that. No more pasta, Mama.
Please, no more pasta, Mama.
It's getting me too fat.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Like an Italian polka day.
Yeah, that was all right. I liked that.
Groovy. I know. Apple cheeks every once I get a yen for some pasta. A couple years ago, man, I really wanted spaghetti and meatballs. And I was at a bar with Mr. Science. We were having dinner. I got spaghetti and meatballs. Mind if I get spaghetti and meatballs? He goes, go ahead. Okay. Spaghetti and meatballs. I'm good. You know, it's like I'd been wanting spaghetti. I was good. I'm still good on spaghetti and meatballs. Still don't have a yen. Nice. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah.
And at a bar you had it?
Yeah. It was bar restaurant, okay. You know.
Yeah.
Deal.
It was good. Nice fat meatballs.
Eh. Maybe that was the thing. It wasn't that great a plate of spaghetti and meatball.
Yeah. But it hit the spot. Killed that craving of yours.
It put it to death and then some.
I don't think I ever had a hankering for any specific food.
Yeah,
not,
it's just
not
like
big
a
old
long
food.
Time. Like, well, my mom used to, you know, like back in the day, it's cheap to feed the kids on spaghetti and meatballs.
And the kids loved it anyway. Yeah.
Oh, like once a week. It's like, oh, Thursday night, spaghetti. Hey, hey, good day. Hey. You know. Right. And then she takes us out to dinner. I'd order spaghetti. You know, because I was a little kid. I thought that was great food. Filet mignon. I had that last night. It was spaghetti. All right. Tomorrow. Very special day. The Annals of Possum.
Set.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, okay? Big massive dumps. Oh, sorry about that.
Happy birthday, Kate.
That's awesome. You're just a you're just a mere child, dear.
Yes.
Wait till you're in your fucking 60s. Dude, we're in our fucking 60s.
I'm still blown away.
The fuck, man?
What happened?
The fuck? How'd that happen?
What do I got to show
die.
For it? There you go.
You got that right. Shit, man. Going to a doctor, like, sucks so bad, like, now. It's like, because they're just telling you, like, oh, yeah. Oh, I had the whole prostate thing. Yeah, you can get this prostate thing, and then maybe your dick will fall off. But it's okay, you know, I mean, it's up to you. I think I'll take the dick on for now. I'm good. You know.
So wait, did your doctor get the blood test results back from you? Because that's when they pile shit on. Oh, you're not getting enough vitamin D or
not
something
yet,
like that.
Yet.
And then they start.
I got that.
They start handing you pills left and right. Yeah.
I gave him some wee wee and blood, man. I'm doomed. I'm doomed as doomed.
They're going to come back with all kinds of shit.
Sticking cameras up my ass and fucking shit in my ears. Ah, Christ. Leave me be, man. You know. And by the way, like, you know, you drink way too much. Okay, next time I'll lie. You know, why don't I just lie? No, I'm like, honest. Yeah. Oh, well, I should have fucking shut up, man. Typing that in on my record. Now it's on my permanent record.
On your permanent record.
And,
shit. I don't have anything left on my permanent record. I went to school with nuns.
Look at this.
They fill that
he
shit up.
He drinks like a fish. Go figure, huh? I'm doomed, man. Fucking fuck. is all because my regular doctor got sick and stayed home. And had substitute. She was nice, but, you know. Come on, man.
I had a hot little Indian doctor when I lived in Massachusetts. I miss her.
And this was like little sister.
Yeah.
No boner hose. Whereas I don't know if there is such a thing anymore, man.
Oh, water. I got to go over.
Yeah, I'm drinking a beer.
That's right. All the doctors are taking notes now.
I am worse than Hitler. So I was having this argument with a guy, right? And I'm 5'11" and 3/4" or something stupid, right? He's about 5'9", 5'10". Well, I'm always going to be the bigger man. It's just a matter of physics.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Oh, if you're going to argue with people that are shorter than you.
What are
Canadian? Well, thank you, Ford. I thought this was really a fly by the seat of the pants production, but you enjoyed it.
I tell you what, I can hear you a lot better. This connection's terrific.
Man, I'll have to listen back, see if there's any change, man. Maybe we'll just do it this way. I don't know. The fuck.
That was very strange.
Weird, wild stuff.
Yes.
You
pulled
it
off, kind of. Good night, everybody.
And now, folks, it's time to say good night. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Some hours says, suck it!
Yeah!
She put everything in that. I liked it.
She was great. She was great. I hope she shows up for a...
Kumquats!
Or something.
We got Sweet Alice's birthday soon, too. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, don't let me forget, man.
I don't know. I don't think it's listed anymore. They don't do that. They don't list the birth dates anymore in your profile.
Dude, I'm becoming the fucking hate Facebook. You can't, like, remember how you, like, follow somebody?
Yeah.
You know, like a cool artist or something, you know, and you didn't want to ask him for a friend request because it's kind of
Yeah.
I'm not your friend. I just want to, you know, see your shit. Yeah. You can't do that now. You got to send a friend request to get on their radar.
Oh,
no, like,
shit. I didn't know that.
I think, because I don't see anywhere to follow people anymore.
They're getting too big.
It's too, I'm not liking it. Ick. It's just making people enemies. They're making enemies, man. I see someone. I saw that thing, man. I, honest to God, the first of next month. No mask.
I gotta see. We gotta have a follow up for this one.
Well, that's what you're. She's on your friend list too. So you don't have far to look. But it's just wow, man. I mean, you know, okay. I don't show them.
I'll show them.
If you know, I don't think this thing will ever go away. I don't think it'll ever go away.
Yeah, it has to.
these numbnuts are trying to make it last longer.
I guess they'll eventually die off and it'll be over.
There's just two people crusading the streets.
Yeah. Karen and the other Karen. Sheesh. All right, man. Do it again. What is this, Friday? We'll do it Monday? I don't know.
Monday.
Sounds good.
Monday it is.
Monday fun day. All right. Well, here we go.
Axoo.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!